privacy, security, storm-proof protection, and a shield from harmful UV. See the many options and let us personalize an SPF window tinting solution for you at solarprotectivefilms.com. That's solarprotectivefilms.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount. You're only one shade away from gaining the many benefits of home or office window tinting. SolarProtectiveFilms.com.
Get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible destination or champion tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Big A Tires, Montgomery's tire specialist, 3114 Atlanta Highway. Big A Tires. Claim form required. See your participating Firestone retailer or FirestoneTire.com. Two claims per household cannot be combined with any other offer. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted.
Child's Performance Exhaust is the River Region's exhaust specialist. They replace catalytic converters, banded broken tailpipes, and more. They can handle exhaust issues from the simplest repair, replacing a bad catalytic converter, even performance exhaust systems for your show car. Full custom exhaust systems, stock exhaust, and diesel exhaust. Child's Performance Exhaust carries a full stock of performance mufflers, chrome tips, and more. Plus, they service brakes, shocks, and struts for all makes and models of cars and trucks. Remember, your exhaust matters. Get it right and get the best. Child's Performance Exhaust. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5:30 and Saturday mornings from 8 till noon. Their performance experts are the best in the River Region. Ask any local mechanic. They'll tell you that they rely on Child's Performance Exhaust. Call 396-3033. That's 396-3033. Find them on Facebook at Child's Performance Exhaust.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Attention all active military and veterans. If you have honorably served in the armed forces, then you qualify for a VA home loan, guardsmen and reservists included. This program offers 100% financing. You have earned this exclusive benefit. 100% financing means no money down for a home purchase. Your service is your down payment. But if you're looking to refinance, then you can cash out up to 100% of your home's value. Unlock the equity in your home by refinancing today. It's time to pay off that high-interest credit card debt and make those home improvements, or take a vacation. Alabama Home Mortgage appreciates your service to our nation. Call us today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, so we can thank you personally. That's 567-4223. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, you and your better guts are downtown, and you want a way to cap off the night. Go to Zaza's Serious Italian. Tell them I told you to bring out the bar menu. You gotta trust me on this one. Serious apps like spicy sausage balls, oysters arrigonata, tempura fried artichoke with lemon aioli, or Bobby Three Fingers Mafioso Shrimp. And just tell the bartender that I said you need something special to wash it down. The bar menu at Zaza's Serious Italian in the alley downtown. Don't make me tell you again.
Hey, it's Tyler with Hometown Lenders. Check it out. The clock is ticking on these low interest rates. Don't miss your chance to save hundreds on your monthly payments and thousands of dollars in interest on your mortgage. Call 647-1900 or 647-1900.com. NMLS 65084, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue well into the evening and nighttime hours tonight. It's not going to rain all the time. The overnight low temperature drops to about 62. Tomorrow, I've raised the rain chances to about 70% by tomorrow afternoon and 80% chance Sunday night. A few of the storms could reach severe limits. The greatest threat would be hail and damaging winds. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. Then on Monday, showers and thunderstorms, and especially by afternoon and evening, some of the storms possibly severe. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Our free weather app will instantly alert you to any severe weather watches and warnings for your location. It also has interactive radar and future radar. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You're listening to a program called Clearing the Air that has weird noises going on. We were talking about, I mentioned the picture I put of Barack Obama, six fingers, probably has six toes as well, meaning he's a Nephilim, which Genesis 6 of the Bible talks about the sons of God, meaning angels, came down and saw the earth women were beautiful, so they took for them wives all they chose. They laid with them, bore them children, called Nephilim. They were hybrids. Now, I believe that this bloodline of the hybrids, half human, half angelic being, this is what's called the elite bloodline today, or the bloodline of the Illuminati is what Fritz Springmeier calls it. There are like 12 or 13 families. I think 13. It seems to be an occultic number. I think there's 13 of them, which is why they marry within their own family, because they're trying to preserve that hybrid bloodline. But the Bible talks about, I forget, of course, I can't remember anything these days, but when the Hebrews, or the Israelites, whatever you want to call them, when they were going into their promised land, they sent a couple of scouts ahead, and they came back saying that they were like grasshoppers in their sight. And Moses makes the comment, there were giants around in those days, almost like an aside. Oh, there were giants around in those days. Who were these giants?
In those days, when after Israel had left Egypt, and they were out in the middle of the desert and about to come into
the promised land,
to Canaan, and I don't remember what side they were on, or were they on the Golan Heights side, or the River Jordan side, or the southern part of the Jordan. I don't know. But they looked over in the promised land, and they saw creatures that were larger than an ordinary man. In other words, they were giants in their eyes, and the Bible mentions the name Anak. Mm-hmm. And through time, this is. It's a female. She's the same person, but she has different names. And this is from what I've read and what I've been told over a period of time that she came here. She was one of the inhabitants of Nibiru, and she came here on Planet X when it first got here the first time, and she was the one that was causing all the havoc. And if you do your research, you'll find out that she was Nimrod's mom. You'll find out that
really,
yeah,
is she the one they call Esther?
Astaroth. Yeah,
is that where we get Easter?
Yeah, Ishtar. Yes.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So remember that in a couple of weeks, folks, when you go to put Easter eggs out, just remember what you're doing.
She had several names, and. And it ended up, you know, that she was Nimrod's wife too. You know,
really?
She was his mom. She was his mom and his wife.
Keeping the bloodline.
And I was telling Clay the other night, if you take her name and dissect it, her name is Semiramis. I mean, think about it. She's twice Eris. Semi meaning two, and Eris meaning Yeah, she was twice, two times. So, I mean, just think about it, you know. And these entities feel like they had a right to rule on Earth at the time, which it was. I mean, with Earth being in the Dark Ages, it had three dark ages to traverse. And mm-hmm. And thank goodness we're coming out of the last one. We're at the end of it, and that's why things are changing now.
Things are changing fast.
Yeah, they're changing fast, and hopefully we can get through this without being unscathed. But I doubt it, because the biblical prophetic narrative say a whole bunch of people are going to die in that first event, and the second event also. So
yeah,
the best thing we can do is just prepare. And it's amazing that we are here now, you know, because of because things could be a lot worse than they are now, but we're so-called hanging in here, and we've got to learn to actually join together to try to overcome what all that stuff is coming.
Which is one of the main reasons that the powers that shouldn't be are doing everything in their power to come up with stuff to keep us at each other, keep us divided.
If they can keep us divided, that way, you know, they can overcome us a lot easier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. And believe me, they're bringing up the race card. They're bringing up religion. They're using every possible, everything at their disposal to keep us at each other and not be united. Because we outnumber these people. As I've said a gazillion times, we outnumber them hundreds of millions to one.
But what I'm afraid is going to happen is when it probably will, is when this event happens, it's going to take down the veil, and you'll see what's really going on.
And you know, who's really who.
Yeah, who's really who, and see what's going on behind the scenes.
So it's going to be like the movie They Live when he knocks out the transmitter and the aliens no longer are cloaked.
And unfortunately, the paradigm that we're living in won't exist anymore. So you can think about all the... All the stuff that you're enjoying right now, you won't enjoy that now and anymore.
But you will have so many other things. If we get the DNA back that was taken when Adam and transgressed, then the stuff that we have here that's in our, quote, reality, that won't matter if we've lost it, right?
No, it won't.
No, we won't need such petty things to... You know, to be happy and survive, whatever. That's, at least that's the way I choose to look at it. I could be wrong.
Of course, the facade that they've got up, or this computer-generated image that they got running.
We're running in a sim. Yeah,
and, you know, we can't seem to see past that or see beyond it.
I don't think people want to.
No, most people don't. I mean, most people want to live out their lives.
They're comfortable.
Right.
Yep, they don't want to make any waves. They want to get their pension, have a beer, watch football, life's good.
Yeah, I mean that's the comfort zone, you know, for the average American,
yeah,
or the average person on the planet. Of course, most of the people that are living in foreign countries aren't like that.
No,
they have to struggle, you know, to survive. I mean, think about the average family in Syria. You know what they're going through right now as we speak. You know,
there was a writer that I used to listen to, and I don't know whatever happened to him. The last I heard, he was writing from over here, but he had family in Syria. He was going to go back to Syria, but he used to detail all the atrocities that happened over there on a daily basis. And it's like, I couldn't believe it. It's incredible what they were doing over there. And it breaks my heart. You know, people over here don't realize how fortunate we are. Go to a third world country. Go meet these people who have to walk 3 miles with a jug on their head to carry water home just to have water for that day and have to fight the other ones at the small putrid stream they get their water from. We are so fortunate because God has really blessed this country. And now this country or the people running this country have turned their back on God. And I'm afraid we're about to find out the punishment for turning your back on God. All right, we got to hit a break, short one. 272-9228 is the number here in the building. Y'all give us a call. We'll be right back.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Ever wish life had a rewind button? Hometown Lenders can give your mortgage a do-over with the new Second Chance Refinance. Now, small mistakes from the past don't have to limit your future. With as low as 600 credit score, we can help you consolidate, eliminate a car payment, and pay off your credit card debt, all with lower monthly payments. Stop overpaying. Call Hometown Lenders today at 647-1900 or visit 647-1900.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Wow, man, time is flying. Welcome back to the program. Man, we have some of the best off-mic conversations. We were talking about the Nephilim running this planet and the things that humans have done to sell out, essentially sell out their own kind, one being Clinton, the Mr. Clinton, or the male version of Clinton, who basically took away all the monopoly laws or the anti-monopoly laws, which allowed just a handful of big conglomerates to own virtually every radio and TV station in the country. You know, the founding fathers were very specific about a free press. Of course, back then they didn't have TV, they had newspapers, but they were very, very worried, for lack of a better term, about there being a different voices or different takes on everything, so people could listen to the facts and make up their own mind about what was true and what isn't. Well, we don't have that anymore. There's one set narrative that's being pushed on every TV and essentially every radio station. Now, this is an exception. Blue Water being a small, privately owned station, or fleet of stations, I guess I should say, and thank you, Mr. Peters, for having these stations. Folks, you need to understand how fortunate we are that we have an independent voice here in the River Region that will allow people like me to get on here and tell you the truth. Because you think this could be happening at the other guys in town, which, by the way, are declaring bankruptcy. Cumulus is what I've been reading. But you think they would let me come on here and tell you the truth? I promise you they wouldn't. That's why it's very important that you go to the sponsors of this network and you spend your money there instead of the other places so they can keep this radio station going. It's very important. Now, that being said, there was an article that Cooter sent me. Also sent it to Mr. Boodle, written by Wayne Allen Root, about Vegas. And there's a lot of parallels he draws between what happened to Kennedy and what happened there, and I agree. He says that the Vegas massacre is clearly the new JFK murder conspiracy that's been updated for the 21st century. The whole story stinks to high heaven, he says. It's rancid, he says. Clearly our own government, FBI and Las Vegas police, are involved in some sort of cover-up, he says. But the question is, what are they covering up? Now, this guy is a talk radio show host in Las Vegas. He lives in Las Vegas. He claims many dozens of Vegas residents have gotten in touch with him and given him their take on the massacre. Included in that group have been MGM employees, top MGM executives, survivors of the worst mass shooting in United States history, as well as law enforcement and retired homicide detectives. And he says, from my own gut instincts and investigation and these interviews with key players, I pieced together the story, and it's not a pretty picture. Like any good detective, he says, I've lots of working theories. A good detective doesn't rule anything out. Maybe it really is as simple and clean as Stephen Paddock did it, case closed. But there's way too many unanswered questions, problems, and mysteries. How did an overweight, out of shape, 60-year-old anonymous guy who was on no one's radar, with no military training and no military or law enforcement history, become Rambo essentially overnight? He carried out this plot with no help. How did he get hundreds of pounds of weapons into his room? He broke open a hurricane-strength 800 PSI-rated window so he could set up his sniper guns. He pulled off the worst mass shooting in America's history with no training and no help. even though no one overriding theme of every survivor witness I've spoken to or heard from is they saw or heard multiple shooters. Yet the FBI and Las Vegas police immediately discounted that theory. Did Jesus Campos, the purported whatever he was that got shot, arrive before the shooting started or after, or was it during? Why has the story changed so many times? Why can't they get it straight? It's telling how authorities finally settled on the one timeline most beneficial to MGM, the single biggest employer in a company town called Las Vegas. Here's a good question. The police homicide division, they aren't investigating the shooting. Fact, I have had guests on my Vegas radio show from a recently retired Vegas homicide detective. The detective reported from that the Vegas sheriff did not give the case to a division of the 30-plus experienced homicide detectives who work in Las Vegas. They deal with murder every day, all day. He gave the case to a shorthanded division of internal affairs that investigates police officers' accidental discharge of a weapon. So the sheriff gave the worst mass shooting in U.S. history to a small division of five cops who have never investigated a homicide. Now, folks, if you follow the JFK thing, you will remember that the government gave the duty of autopsying the just murdered president of the United States to a doctor who had never before performed an autopsy on a gunshot victim. That's a very interesting. He didn't point that out in his story. He should have, but I'm pointing that out. Why would you do that? Because the only reason you would do that is because you want to be able to cajole them to follow a certain narrative. You don't want them to be smart enough to see the things that would tell them the narrative you're saying could not be true. That's why you do that. The Vegas sheriff, Joe Lombardo. In the interest of full disclosure, I was a fan. I supported him in his reelection. I feel he's in a very tough position. MGM's the biggest employer in the town and a huge donor to his past and future campaigns. During press conferences, it's clear Sheriff Lombardo is under restraint in what he can and cannot say. The Las Vegas FBI bureau chief stands right behind him in every press conference with a look that could kill. It is pretty obvious the FBI doesn't want Lombardo to reveal much. Why is that? Since literally every Vegas sheriff in history retires and goes to work as head of security for a large Vegas hotel for at least $250 million a year, like the MGM perhaps, and Vegas is a company town with the MGM being the lead employer, billions of dollars are on the line due to liability, insurance, and tourism issues, it's easy to see why the sheriff is in a tough spot. This might well explain the lack of information forthcoming from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, because everyone involved is in a difficult spot. Number five, where's the video? Vegas is the most heavily surveilled area in the world. They have video cameras everywhere. After the New York City terror attacks, we had video on TV within hours. In this case, in hotels covered by hundreds, if not thousands, of video cameras, 6 months later, we've not seen one video of the killer walking through the hotel. Why? Number six, the girlfriend. Marilu Danley just happened to fly to the Philippines a few days before her boyfriend carried out the worst mass shooting in history. Really? What great timing. She just happens to admit her fingerprints could be on the ammo. She just happened to erase her Facebook profile within an hour of the shooting, even though no one had released the name of Stephen Paddock to the media. How did she know it was him? How did she know to erase her Facebook page? Oh, and the Philippines just happens to be an ISIS Islamic terror hotspot. And Paddock just happened to wire her $100,000 while she was in the Philippines just a few days before the massacre. And Paddock just happened to have child porn on his computer, and ISIS is known to make money through child sex trafficking and child slavery. Number seven, money laundering. Paddock had no obvious huge income stream. Paddock himself bragged that he was one of the biggest high roller video poker players in America. Really? He lived in a $300,000 home in Mesquite, Nevada. That's about as middle class as you can get. No one in his neighborhood could afford to gamble millions of dollars on video poker. Sounds like a lot of money laundering to me. What better way to mass money laundering than running millions through a Vegas casino? Well, who launders money? Terror groups like ISIS. Now, was he rich or was he heavily in debt? This is number eight. First, we're told by the media that Paddock was rich and a huge high roller. Of late, the Vegas sheriff changed the story to he was heavily in debt, may have had a grudge against a casino for heavy losses. Well, which one is it? Why does the story keep changing? Paddock left an estate of about $5 billion. Why would he be angry at MGM over a few losses in the last year? Or was his $5 million fortune earned? Money laundering still fits the puzzle. Perhaps he made partners along the way with his work with ISIS. Number 9, Paddock paid off his marker. This has never been mentioned in the media, not once. I got the inside scoop directly from Paddock's longtime Mandalay Bay Casino host. Paddock owed MGM $100,000. On Friday night before the massacre, Paddock won $100,000 playing video poker. If he was planning to die on Sunday, he certainly would have blown it on hookers and cocaine, or bought a Maserati and had it shipped to his girlfriend, or even perhaps even gambled even higher amounts with his $100,000. But that's not what Paddock did. Instead, he took the $100,000 and paid off his $100,000 MGM marker. He paid off his debt in full. Why would a crazed killer do something so responsible? Why would a suicidal man do something that dumb? Well, the answer is he wouldn't. This man was a man expecting to come back to MGM to enjoy many future free high roller suites. He clearly wanted MGM to keep giving him the VIP treatment. This was not a man planning a mass murder and committing suicide within 48 hours. Number 10, child porn. It's always child porn. Police say they found child porn on his computer. But it was announced after the shooting, Paddock's hard drive was gone, removed from the computer, nowhere to be found. So how did the police find child porn? Not one journalist has questioned this. No one's ever asked, did the hard drive miraculously reappear? Police never said a thing. First it was gone, then they found child porn. That's it. Strange, huh? But if in fact child porn was found, maybe on another computer removed for his home or his office, would it make sense to investigate the connection to ISIS in the Philippines, where child sex trafficking is the primary mode of funding for Islamic terror groups? Number 11, every single witness from that concert I spoke to or heard claimed there were multiple shooters. Some swore they saw multiple shooters. Some say they were being fired at from different locations and different levels. Yet police and FBI ruled that out. So all the witnesses are wrong? Now, folks, I personally, all you got to do is look. I've seen numerous videos. You can see gun flashes, the muzzle flashes coming from floors other than the one Paddock was purportedly staying. Jesus Campos, the, quote, hero security guard, did he show up before, during, or after? You know, he's changed his timeline several times. Why? Is the MGM, are they coaching him on his timeline to make their liability less severe? Why would the only witness to the worst mass shooting in U.S. history be allowed to leave the country just a few days later? Worse, how did he drive many hours to Mexico with a bullet hole in his leg only days after being seriously wounded? He needed a cane when he was on the Ellen Show a month later, yet he was fine 3 days after being shot. Does any of that make sense? The amazing thing never mentioned again by the mainstream media was Ellen is not only a comedian, but she has a multi-million dollar partnership with the MGM. They actually have an Ellen-themed slot machine. So the witness to the worst mass shooting in U.S. history gave exactly one interview ever. Ellen herself announced it would be his only interview. Yet it was arranged to be given exclusively to a comedian who's partners with MGM? Where did Jesus disappear to since? He's never been seen again. Is he living in the penthouse of an MGM property somewhere in the world with millions of dollars in the bank courtesy of MGM? Why don't the FBI and the police find this a bit odd? Top security execs at MGM called my radio show. All of them said they never heard of the name Jesus Campos in their lives before the shooting. He is not a registered security guard with the state of Nevada. How's this possible, folks? Who was he? Something ain't right. Break time. This is our last. I can't believe it. Show's almost over.
Yes, it is.
272-9228. Get your parting shots in. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to price your home to sell fast. Price your home to sell within 30 days. Over 25% of home sales take place in the first 30 days. Make yours one of them. Selling your home in the first 30 days will net you 8% more than at any other time, so be ready to move. Always compare your house to MLS information, not Zillow, or what your neighbor said he got for his house. Only realtors can give you the true sales figures for your area. Offer to pay part of the closing costs and provide a home warranty. Your house will sell quicker if you do. Pricing your home right brings more buyers to your door and more offers to consider. Multiple offers are great for the seller. Price your home slightly below the competition because they are probably overpriced for the market. For all the pricing details for your home, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
Discover family fun at Rockin' Jump. Rockin' Jump, the ultimate trampoline park. Book your teen party, birthday, or just bring a bunch of friends. It's gonna blow your mind. Show your skills on the Rock and Jump stunt bag. Play trampoline dodgeball. Try the 360 dunk. Climb the 22-foot rock tower, jousting on the XP. Rock and Jump has a clean, safe jumping program. All areas are monitored by Rock and Jump professionals. Moms, check out Rock and Tots. Rock and Tots, a special time for the little ones. Tuesday and Wednesday mornings from 9 till 11 and Saturday morning from 8 till 10. Six and under plus a parent, only $15. Additional kids, only $3 each. It's Rock and Tots. Get a guaranteed rock and jump time. Go online, fill in the info, and get your reservation time at montgomery.rockandjump.com. Rock and Jump, open weekdays 3 till 8, Friday and Saturday till 9, Sundays 11 until 8 at 5544 Atlanta Highway, across from Eastdale Mall. It's fitness disguised as fun, Rock and Jump.
We're closing out the year here at Riverside. On many models, you pay what we pay.
After 21 years, even the old models feel here. Come and see me.
2017 cruise in Malibu for employee pricing and $75 dock fee.
And on our remaining 17 Camaros, you pay what we pay.
The new half-ton 18 Silverados, including High Country and LTZ at employee pricing with a $75 dock fee.
For all your fleet and commercial needs, Riverside Chevrolet has flatbeds, pickup trucks, and vans.
With Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you for voting Hometown Lenders the Reader's Choice Best Mortgage Company in the River Region. To work with a proven winner, call 647-1900 or apply online at 647-1900.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue well into the evening and nighttime hours tonight. It's not going to rain all the time. The overnight low temperature drops to about 62. Tomorrow, I've raised the rain chances to about 70% by tomorrow afternoon and 80% chance Sunday night. A few of the storms could reach severe limits. The greatest threat would be hail and damaging winds. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. Then on Monday, showers and thunderstorms, and especially by afternoon and evening, some of the storms possibly severe. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Our free weather app will instantly alert you to any severe weather watches and warnings for your location. It also has interactive radar and future radar. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hey, welcome back to the last 30 minutes of the program. Well, we had one call tonight.
Yeah.
Bo, that's it. That's unreal. 272-9228. I'll get you right on the radio. No waiting. YouTube has announced that they're going to introduce conspiracy theory debunking information boxes on all the videos. What they're going to do is whenever you put something down there that they consider a conspiracy theory, you know, like aerosols being released, it's real. They consider a conspiracy theory or secret space program, even though the president announced it. It's considered a conspiracy. It's real. You better believe it's real. What they're going to do now is they're going to link the dialogue box to Wikipedia. Now, I don't know what you know about Wikipedia, but anybody can go to Wikipedia and add content to Wikipedia. There is no telling what you're going to get whenever they do this. It's incredible. But you know who's involved in all this censorship? Our very own Southern Poverty Law Center. Yep, they're right in the middle of it. I think they're like a separate arm of the government. But remember what I told you when we opened the program? I told you about the plum list and the fact that there are almost 8,000 employees who went through no background check, nothing. They had to go through no vetting at all through the Congress, nothing. They're appointed. They all make more money than most other government servants, so they call, so-called, and they can't be fired. This is the consummate deep state, and they're embedded in every single government agency. They're there, folks. If you Google plum list, I'm sure you can pull it up. I'll post it on the Clearing the Air, the official Clearing the Air, the official sanctioned, thank you, Clearing the Air Facebook page. But that's the problem. You've got all these people that have been installed, and they're following orders, and their marching orders are not given by you and I, because this is no longer of, by, and for the people government. That government's gone. This is a corporation that's running it. This is not the America that we all know and love and grew up with. This is not the America that when you were 6 years old and your mother looked at you and said, you can be anything you want. You can be president one day. Just set your mind to it. The opportunities are endless. Not anymore, folks. See, we used to be the original dreamer. You got all these left-leaning wackos talking about these illegal aliens, calling them dreamers. What about us? We're dreamers, too. We used to be. But, you know, it's getting where the fulfillment of these dreams is no longer possible. I go back, I always go back to the owners, the little clip that Greg plays that I sent him a couple of years ago by George Carlin. It's a big club and you ain't in it. That's kind of how it is now. It's like the billionaires, they've yanked up the welcome mat and they've closed the door and locked it. You can't get in their club anymore. It's impossible. And these people, the elite, are running the country. They call them the Bilderbergers, call them the Illuminati, whatever you want to. Speaking of Illuminati, is it just a weird coincidence that I'm capturing these illumined clouds and these illumined things in the plants that just glow with no exterior lighting at all? I capture them with my night vision, with my infrared off, and they just bright, almost like they're internally lit. They're so bright white. All right, so are the beings that are coming, are they illumined beings? Is that where Illuminati comes from? Instead of just being the illumined ones, are they doing like the cranial headboarding people did down in Peru? Are they mimicking their God with a little G? Hey, we have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
This is Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
You doing, Terry?
I'm hanging in there, man. How are you?
Good, I'm hanging in.
Good. It's the only thing to do. What's happening?
Not much. I heard you talking about Syria.
Yeah, what's the deal? What's going on?
I don't know. Am I on air?
Yes, you are.
Well, you're talking about Syria. I mean, there's a lot of Christians in Syria.
There's
also a lot of Christians in Iraq.
So you
and I read an article last week. This was by some guy named Lieutenant Colonel Richard Clark. He said that Americans are ready to die for Israel.
Yeah.
And the article went on to say that that our government's spending $300 million to train 60,000 troops in Syria. And I read another article where Israel was training another seven militant groups to allegedly fight this ISIS thing. And all this stuff is about the Greater Israel Project. I'm sure you know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they want half of Iran, about an eighth of Egypt, a lot of Syria. But
yep.
I heard you talking about the elite that a minute ago. Just to give an example of what you were talking about, there's a company out of New Jersey called Genie Oil, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're an oil company. They are located in the Golan Heights that Israel has control of as part of Syria.
Right.
They have eight people on their board of directors, and this is a list of them. But Jacob Rothschild.
Ah.
James Woosley, former CIA director.
I was going to say, that name's familiar.
Dick Cheney.
Oh, my God. Dick Rupert Cheney's on there?
On the board of directors, Rupert Murdoch. Michael Steinhardt, he owned Steinhardt Capital in New York. The sixth one was Mary Landry, chairman of the Senate Committee on Energy from Louisiana. Bill Richardson, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations.
The name's familiar.
And the last number eight was Larry Summers.
I don't know him. How about that? Yep. It's all about money. Everything's about money.
It's like Smedley Butler said, war's a racket.
It is a racket.
This is all about money.
Sure it is. Everything is. I mean, everything. Because why? Because money's power, power's control.
There's no doubt. I mean, and there was another article I read by, I think it was by Grant Smith. He said by 2020, the Israeli lobby would generate $6.3 billion a year. Have you read this one?
No, I haven't.
They'll have 17,000 full-time employees, 400,000 volunteers. And my question is, how many people do you think that the Israeli lobby, how many politicians can they buy for $6 billion?
Quite a few. You know, Jimmy, I go back to my idea that I think every lawmaker should have to wear a jacket with patches. The bigger the sponsor, the more money the sponsor's given, the bigger the patch. They should have to wear patches so we'll know who they're, who they're working for. And they ain't working for us.
Should be like NASCAR.
Exactly, just like NASCAR. They should have to wear uniforms with big logo sponsors on. Or sponsor logos, whatever.
What do you think about this guy, Pompeo?
I don't know.
I have mixed emotions.
Same here.
All he did was put the CIA in charge of the State Department.
Yep.
That's the way I see that.
I don't trust any of them.
Neither do I.
I'm scared that we're getting double crossed by Trump. It scares me.
I'm beginning to see signs of it.
Me too.
And they're talking about putting this, what's this neocon, John Bolton?
Uh huh.
They think about replacing McMaster's with him. I mean,
We're
back to the Bush regime now.
I know. Anything but that. I just don't trust them. I don't trust any of them. They're politicians for a reason.
Well, listen, whatever conclusion they come to up there, you know, doing this, doing Trump's reign.
Yeah.
And the next one, if he gets it, whatever conclusion it comes to, it's going to be against the people.
Sure,
I mean, you might as well go ahead and admit it, you know, because we're what we are to them.
Yeah, we headed for another war, and
that's what they want.
They don't have another war in spite of hell. It doesn't matter what you do, what the people want, they want war.
Oh yeah, they're already. You know, the Brits are already claiming that Putin killed this person and that person, and they're making Putin to be a bad guy. They're setting us up for a war with Russia. We would already be in one if Clinton had been elected.
Oh no, no doubt about it.
I agree. I mean, that's just how it is.
But this, I heard you talking about how naive people in this country are.
They are.
They're so brainwashed because of TV.
You
watch
right.
TV, first time you watch television, it's in 45 minutes, you're in a hypnotic state.
Yep.
The second time you watch it, you're in a hypnotic state in 5 minutes.
Yep.
The third time you watch it, you're in a hypnotic state in 5 seconds.
You got it. I did a show on it. You're absolutely right.
Oh, you did do a show on it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy who last name Lily, created the Lily Wave, which... when they do that, it shuts down, because God gave us a little barrier inside our brain for our subconscious that prevents the bad stuff from getting through. That the guy named Lily came up with a frequency wave that shuts that down. So they can download anything they want to in your subconscious. There's nothing you can do about it.
I can believe that.
Me too. Jimmy, got to hit a break.
Thank you, Terry.
Good to hear your voice. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you, Jimmy. All right, guys, got to hit. This is unbelievable. This time has flown by.
15 minutes.
272-9228. Get your parting shots in. That's 272-9228.
Hey, folks. folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job bringing home $350 weekly, Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500, all rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's been said, we can judge the heart of a man by his treatment of animals. In 2017, the River Region Humane Societies served more than 15,000 homeless pets. Please join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, the Velvet Pumpkin and Zap Pest Control, to collect badly needed supplies to benefit the Montgomery, Prattville-Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. Drop off items such as blankets, rubber toys, cleaning supplies, and dry or canned pet food to one of our sponsors. Help make a difference in the life of a needy pet by giving to the Montgomery, Prattville-Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies with Paw It Forward. Our station website has more information. Paw It Forward from the Velvet Pumpkin, Zap Pest Control, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Hey, welcome back to the program, and our friend Kenny from Maxwell. Hopefully, I hope I didn't hang up on him. Kenny, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, brother.
All right, I didn't hang up on you. Praise God. How you doing, man?
Well, today's been a bad allergy day, man. Just sneezing like crazy. But
We had
a death in the family last week, and by the time we got that all settled, next thing we knew, it was Patty's grandmother, but you know, she'd been ill for almost 3 years after a brain aneurysm and had ruptured.
Wow.
It was 92. So I mean, it wasn't like it was unexpected or anything.
That's a good long life.
Yeah. And that kind of calmed down. Her stepdad had a stroke Monday morning.
Wow.
But it turned out to be a mini one. So, and he had suffered a bad one back in 2016. So now they're going to set him up for some physical therapy to try to regain some of his strength back.
Oh, sure.
So it's been really rough on her and her mom and some other.
Well, while you said that, that reminded me of something. Barry, who calls this show pretty much every week, Barry's son unexpectedly died this past week. They had the funeral today, and I want all
you to
think about. Pray for Barry.
Yeah, that's true. I've been listening to the show. I can't always call because sometimes I want to and I just, you know, get sidetracked.
Mm-hmm. But I'm all about getting sidetracked. Yes.
It's been very interesting. God, there's like so many things I want to cover, so I'll try to be brief.
Same here. Yeah. Go ahead.
One, you know, we'll talk about these mass shootings mm-hmm. for a second. So, have you ever noticed? Seems like there's always three things that come out of this. One, somebody was warned or somebody was under surveillance, mm-hmm. But they never took any action.
Right.
Two, when the shootings occur, there's always reports of multiple shooters, but it always ends up being one.
Yep.
And they usually end up dead.
Yep.
God, man, I lost my train of thought what three was. Oh, they always seem to be on some kind of drug, psychotic, yep. you know.
Psychotropic drug.
Psychotropic drug. And so, you know, you wonder if some of these people have been either brainwashed, hypnotized, whatever, something sets them off.
MKUltra.
You know, any number of these things that could happen. It just amazes me how the intelligence agency, oh, well, he was on our radar. I mean, it just hasn't happened here. It's happened over in England and other places.
Yes.
They're on our radar, but we didn't do anything.
Yep.
Well, we pressed them and released them. So it's kind of, I always say, you know, somehow somebody just allows these things to happen.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
Because then they can crack down. And I don't know if you heard this. I read this today. You know, you're talking about Broward County.
Yeah.
They just had their first case of, under this new law, where they went into this guy's house and confiscated his weapon.
Yep. Yeah, I did hear about
that. And they said, well, we did that because we felt that it's for his safety and security. And then they put him in a psych ward. You know, and I'm thinking like, yeah, folks, you know, get ready because...
Yep. But think about
once it. Once these happen, yeah, they'll use any means necessary to...
Well, Ken, think about the veterans with PTSD.
Right.
It's coming.
But anyway, the other thing is that I've been checking out some YouTube stuff, especially today, and a real long thing about what we refer to as ET.
Yeah.
And I've said for a while, and, you know, you and I have discussed this thing about how they're preparing us.
Yes.
You know, and everybody's like, oh, they're going to have full disclosure, and it's going to come out. I said, but first what they have to do is they have to make you think that whoever these people are, they're either going to be deceived and think they're benevolent.
Mm-hmm.
And then that lets us and those that are totally deceived think that when Christ returns, he's going to be the enemy of the earth.
That's right.
Exactly.
Exactly right.
So if you remember in 1987, President Ronald Reagan himself in front of the UN.
Oh, yeah.
That made that statement. Wouldn't it be something if... You know, the world would be united because there'd be some outside threat. You know, so it's all these little tidbits that they keep dropping, like crumbs for Hansel and Gretel to find your way back.
Just think like, how easy his task and mine might be in these meetings if suddenly there was a threat to this world from another species, from another planet outside of the universe. I occasionally think how quickly our differences would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
Outside the earth. Folks are getting you prepared.
Yep.
You know, again, you're prepared. So I really believe there is no ET. My whole thing is that they're demonic entities that have been here. They were cast out, and they're here, and their whole means of travel or whatever you want to call it, this is a big deception thing. They want you to think that they're from out somewhere else, but I really believe this is part of the fallen angels that were, you know, they're beings of light.
Yeah.
So they can... Being interdimensional, they can come and go as they want.
Yeah. Thanks to
Saturn. And of course, people who tap into this don't realize what they're actually tapping into.
Just like
I really think a lot of this is a demonic presence.
Yeah.
That's set up to deceive mankind.
Well, we know there's going to be a deception. The Bible tells us that. It's just which is the deception, you know?
Because the big deception is going to be when mankind thinks that... when basically the man of sin sets himself up to be God and claims himself to be God and sets himself up, you know, the desolation of...
abomination of desolation.
Yeah.
Abomination of desolation. He's going to set himself up and claim to be, because he's going to have these supernatural powers, and which basically he's limited to whatever God gives him.
Sure.
But it's a whole deception thing, and that's the only way that whoever's here will view... the return of Christ as a threat from outside.
And the world armies that are left behind will attack him at his coming, because this is what's written. And I'm thinking, how can this be if they all know, but they'll be deceived?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But I don't want to pick up, there's probably some other people that want to call in. So did you notice how they were painting the sky yesterday morning?
Yes.
Did you see some of those angles?
Yeah.
That those planes had taken?
I got some good images of the thing just suddenly going straight up.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden breaking off this way and then coming back. I'm thinking, yeah.
Yep.
Tell me that's the condensation for them.
Oh, okay. I'm with you, brother.
Anyway, man, you know, I love you, and I just enjoy the show. Both of you guys are doing such a great job. So keep up the good work.
Take care, my brother. See you. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry, I've lost your email.
Terracer, TerrRacer, basically racer with TER grafted on the front of it, at AOL.com.
TerrRacer?
Yep, at AOL.com.
I got you.
Thanks, Jimmy. Caller, you're on the air. Well, you talk about being right on the cusp of being on the air, and then boom, they're no longer there. Postman, you have some thoughts on what Kenny said?
Yeah,
I knew you did.
Yeah, Kenny is right, but he's leaving out there are flesh and blood extraterrestrial, and some of them are some of them came from Earth. They were actually put here as a genetic experiments, and then some of them came from outside of Earth. The ones that I'm talking about it's the strong arm of the so-called or the coming Earth Federation.
Gotcha. Hang on. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry, this is Cooter.
Hey, Cooter.
I know you're about out of town, man. I just want to call and say, hey, I love you. I love your show and everything you do, man.
Thank you, Cooter. I love you too, man.
All right, later, bud.
Take care. The Federation?
Yeah, the coming Earth Federation. And things are going to morph, and they're going to morph fast, because... I've been saying on the show that we're running out of time, running out fast.
Yes.
And they know they've got to they know they got to do what they got to do, coupled with the harvest, all these souls. I mean, think about it. There's almost 7.75 billion souls on this planet.
That's a lot of people.
And that's a lot of energy. That's a lot of harvest.
Yes.
And give us some thought, folks. I mean, these things were in heaven at one time. These beings would shine like the sun. They can't shine like the sun anymore because that power has been taken away from them. Where are they going to get the power from? They're going to get it from us. They're going to get it from us at the harvest. And so that's what they finally want to do.
So when the Bible talks about the soul, I mean, they're not kidding around. The soul is a power source. The soul, the connection to the Creator. I guess it has some of the Creator's energy in it.
Yes, and I heard one of the most disturbing things I've ever heard in my life when I heard the reason why there's so much abortion on the planet is because of the fact that Satan wanted to get his former glory back, the glory that he